probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately. But did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers. This one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better.
Christian parenting.
Welcome back to Pardon the Mess. We are praying together every Monday, just for a few minutes. We're praying through a journal called Marked by Prayer. And this week is specifically about contentment. Okay, don't click off. I know. This is an area that I struggle with as well. And so it is a very common struggle with those of us that live in the Western world, that live in cities like Dallas or Atlanta or Birmingham, that have most of what we need, if not all, and much more. So this is normal. And I want to tell you that up front, that don't get through the end of this and think your kids are awful, that you've done a terrible job parenting. Just know, like, this is a reality of raising them in this time in our world and the place that you're raising them. But we don't have to shy away from doing what God designed us to do, which is have a heart of contentment and gratitude and fight against things like entitlement and greed and comparison. I know in my car, sometimes I'll drive some kids around and they're so quick to say, like, well, my mom doesn't do that and you guys do, or we don't ever get to eat out and you guys always do, or I never get new shoes. And they're kids. They're looking for the one of two things they don't have and forgetting to focus on and thank their parents for all the things that they have, including shoes on their feet, breath in their lungs, a world that's safe, a school they get to go to, air conditioning. I mean, food, on and on. And this is so natural for our kids to just look for the things that they want versus look at the things that they need, or have a heart just overflowing with gratefulness. And it takes time and they're maturing. And so what do we do? First of all, let's look at the Bible. It says in 1 Timothy 6:6-8 that, but godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. Then in Hebrews 13:5, it says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And those are just good to reframe our hearts this morning. And know that you can, just like me, be working on an area and reframing our hearts in an area at the same time as you're trying to teach those things to your kids. But we need to, as Christians, pray for this, and we need to recenter our hearts on this idea of contentment and why that God would want that for our lives. I was thinking this morning that what a gift this would be to our kids' future roommates, to their future spouses, to their communities, if we worked on that now and we prayed for their hearts to just become grateful and to be okay where they are, with the friends that they have, with the athletic ability that they have, with the clothes that they have, that they will just be settled versus unsettled and content versus discontent. Because we want them walking into a roommate situation or a marriage saying, like, this is enough. Enough is enough, as our friend Chris Tomlin and Lauren said in an interview. That's one thing that they have a coined phrase they've put in front of their kids is, enough is enough. We don't have to always be churning and burning for more and more and more, which is so natural. Okay, well, some last encouragement. I know some of you, your reality is that you can't have more. Maybe your finances are tight right now. Maybe one of you lost a job. And I just want to encourage you that that season and this reality could actually be a gift for your kids to learn that no is okay, that they can be content in a world that gets everything, and that they already have everything they already need through the love of our Savior, through parents that love them, through a roof over their head, and more and more. So maybe offer understanding and shame, not shame. Don't shame them for feeling this way because it's super normal, but continue to redirect your hearts and theirs that, you know, that they can spend their time and money and energy in a way that breeds contentment over and gratefulness and entitled hearts. Now, some of you listening can literally buy anything your kids have ever wanted and more. And we need courage if you're in that situation to have discernment to say no and have them wait and not just get the moment that they whine for something more, because that may not always be the reality. And there's so much more we can do with our money versus continue to upgrade. We can help and serve those around the world. We can invest in ministries and in our church. And there's so much more we can do with those extra funds. All right. So now that I've tossed a million things at you, let's go ahead and pray for contentment this week. Lord, I pray that you'll examine our hearts first as parents. Like, where are we with this? Are we living out the idea of contentment? Are we just unsettled and discontent with everything that comes our way? Lord, just put in our hearts a moment of gratitude this morning or every day that we would start by praising you for the things that you have given us, which is way more than we ever deserve. Lord, I pray that you would unite parents that are married on this podcast, that with our spouses, that we would be united as we try to lead in this area. And, you know, I had to confess this weekend, Lord, and you know that when I'm feeling discontent, that affects my spouse and we need to just be honest about it. Lord, I pray that we'll have repentant hearts and model that in front of the kids. I pray that you'll provide opportunities and spaces and time and relationships that show our kids how much need is in the world, that there's so much more than Target and Starbucks, and those things aren't bad, but people are not having the ability to eat. People do not have the luxury of going to school sometimes. And so, Lord, I pray that you will just put those needs in front of us and that we will have time as a family to stop and interact with that and use all the blessings that you've given us to help others and glorify you in the process. Lord, we praise you. We worship you. Lord, I thank you so much that for all the many, many needs that we have met in our lives today, from the breath in our lungs to our homes, to our families, and most of all for your salvation and your grace for us every day. Lord, I pray for Larson and Ella and all of the kids represented on there today that you would remind their hearts of this truth, that the idols of money and things is not how you intended us to live. Lord, remind them as they see their schools and homes and clothes and full drawers that they would have a gratitude, just a heart overflowing with gratitude. Just let that be the posture of their hearts and that we would all continue to thank you every day for these things. Lord, I pray that you would help us as a family and our kids to freely and graciously share all that is given to us with a happy heart. I pray that you would sow seeds of contentment and gratitude deep into our children's heart. I pray that you will use their lives in a way that stewards everything you have given them. I pray that you will loosen our grips on stuff and keep turning our eyes to you. Fill our kids' hearts so deeply with you that the material things of this world will never grip their hearts, will never grip their focus, their time, and their money. Lord, we praise you. We thank you. We say all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.